KTAR News Daily Coronavirus Update.
I'm Gabriel Gamino from the KTAR News Center. 4,136 new cases of coronavirus reported today from more than 14,000 diagnostic tests. Also, 36 new deaths were added to the state's death toll, which now stands at over 6,600. 14% of the state's inpatient beds are currently available and only 11% of ICU beds. The state's largest hospital network is ready for when a COVID-19 vaccine becomes available.
We believe that the earliest possible date that we would receive vaccine would be the week of December 14th.
That's Banner Health's Chief Clinical Officer, Marjorie Bessel.
We expect to have 3 sites within the state of Arizona in December ready to go if and when we receive vaccine.
Those exact locations remain to be determined. She says healthcare workers and first responders will be the first to get it. Both Pfizer and Moderna are close to getting federal approval for their vaccines. Griselda Vicentino, KTAR News.
Members of the University of Arizona COVID-19 modeling team are urging state leaders for a 3-week shelter-in-place order to avoid a, quote, health catastrophe. In a letter obtained by our TV partners at ABC 15, members of the team also recommended a statewide mask mandate and emergency COVID-19 relief measures for those affected by the proposed closures. Arizona Cardinals wide receiver Larry Fitzgerald will not play this Sunday against the Patriots after testing positive for COVID-19. Also not playing because of the virus is wide receiver Trent Sherfield. The team's general manager, Steve Kahn, was asked on our sister station, Arizona Sports 98.7 FM, if any other players are on the COVID-19 list.
That's it for now, and I know Tom Reed and our medical staff has done a great job staying on top of things, and hopefully that remains the same situation.
By missing Sunday's game, Fitzgerald will break his 94 starting game streak. This is the longest active streak among NFL wide receivers. And the rising number of COVID-19 cases has prompted the Arizona Cardinals to not allow fans in their next home game on December 6th against the Rams. A limited number of Cards family members and staff will be allowed in. In the previous 2 home games against the Bills and Dolphins, there were 4,200 spectators allowed. For more news on COVID-19 in Arizona, go to ktar.com/coronavirus.